The Judgment Hour Message, October 4th. A movement fulfilling prophecy. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come. An upright, honest-hearted farmer, who had been led to doubt the divine authority of the Scriptures, yet who sincerely desired to know the truth, was the man specially chosen of God to lead out in the proclamation of Christ's second coming. God sent His angel to lead him to search the prophecies. He saw that the inhabitants of the earth were living in the closing scenes of this world's history, yet they knew it not. God called him to leave his farm. With trembling, William Miller began to unfold to the people the mysteries of the kingdom of God, carrying his hearers down through the prophecies to the second advent. Thousands were led to embrace the truth preached by William Miller, and servants of God were raised up in the spirit and power of Elijah to proclaim the message. And as the solemn warning to flee from the wrath to come was sounded, many who were united with the churches received the healing message. They saw their backslidings, and with bitter tears of repentance and deep agony of soul, humbled themselves before God. 11. The special blessing of the Lord, both in the conversion of sinners and the revival of spiritual life among Christians, testified that the message was of heaven. With clearness the believers gave the reasons why they expected their Lord in 1844. Their opposers could bring no arguments against the powerful reasons offered. The announcement, "The hour of His judgment is come," points to the closing work of Christ's ministration for the salvation of men. It heralds a truth which must be proclaimed until the Savior's intercession shall cease, and He shall return to the earth to take His people to Himself.